知行英语 Listen and share 知行哈哈糖
词汇扫描
Complain 抱怨Idyllic 田园诗般的 Check out 结账离开 Grimly 严格的 Some people just aren't happy unless they have something to complain about. I stayed in a beautiful hotel right on the beach in California, an idyllic spot you would think. But while I was waiting to check out, I heard the manager ask another guestDid you enjoy your stay? Not really, the man said grimly. I'm sorry to hear that, the manager apologized. What was the problem? The serve was too loud.
除非让他们抱怨一下，要不有些人永远不会高兴。有一次我住在加州一家漂亮的海边酒店，你会觉得那是一个田园风景点。但是在我等待结账退房的时候，我听到经理问另一名客人，您在这儿住得满意吗？
不怎么满意，那人一脸严峻地说，我很抱歉听到这个，经理表示的歉意，是有什么问题吗？
海浪声太大了。
逐句对照。
Some people just aren't happy unless they have something to complain about.
除非让他们抱怨一下，要不有些人永远不会高兴。
I stayed in a beautiful hotel right on the beach in California, an idyllic spot you would think.
有一次我住在加州一家漂亮的海边酒店，你会觉得那是一个田园风景点。
But while I was waiting to check out, I heard the manager ask another guest, "Did you enjoy your stay?"
但是在我等待结账退房的时候，我听到经理问另一名客人，您在这儿住得满意吗？
Not really, the man said grimly.
不怎么满意，那人一脸严峻地说。
I'm sorry to hear that, the manager apologized. What was the problem?
我很抱歉听到这个，经理表示的歉意，是有什么问题吗？
The serve was too loud.
海浪声太大了。
多学一点。
Complain, 抱怨、控诉。可以作为动词，也可以作为名词。要注意的是，作为动词的时候 ，complain 是不及物动词，一定要说 complain about。例如 ，they complained about the food， 他们抱怨糟糕的食物。Idyllic， 田园诗般的，比如 an idyllic vacation in a seashore cottage， 在海边的小屋度过的田园诗般的假日。这个词描写的意味很浓，在口语中基本不会用到。Check out 结账离开，通常是指结账并离开宾馆等住所。除此之外， check out 还有办好手续并取走某物的意思。例如 check out books from library， 从图书馆把书借走。 Grimly 严格的、冷酷的。 Grimly 和 grimness 都是由词根 grim 衍生而来的。在文中 grimly 是形容表情，一脸的严肃、阴沉着脸的意思。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
Some people just aren't happy unless they have something to complain about. I stayed in a beautiful hotel right on the beach in California, an idyllic spot you would think. But while I was waiting to check out, I heard the manager ask another guest, "Did you enjoy your stay?"
"Not really," the man said grimly.
"I'm sorry to hear that," the manager apologized. "What was the problem?"
"The serve was too loud."
好，今天的笑话就学习到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一曝十寒。